This is episode 2360 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. We are at day 6 of our series this week. The theme we're exploring is meditating with the great ones, meditating with the great masters of meditation. In each episode this week, you've explored a different meditation technique by meditators who have shared a universal truth in the way they meditated. In today's episode, you are going to explore Zen Buddhism. You will discover Dosho, who is credited as bringing Zen Buddhism to Japan. I will mention that if you are really enjoying this series and you're ready for a little longer, deeper guided meditations, I invite you to try the Sip and Om meditation app absolutely free. You receive a free week, that could be this entire week's series, or another entire week's series that includes 30-minute guided meditations, one for every day of the week, as well as a journal that offers you a daily reflection question and a slowdown guide with all the techniques you will be exploring throughout a week-long series. So the meditation techniques are at your fingertips on this guide, so you can use them and infuse them into your day. I want to ask you how you're doing with your challenge this week. You have the challenge to read the wise words of wisdom from great meditation masters, even Googling their names and writing down a few of their quotes. I like to do this every week. I often take a screenshot of a quote that really inspires me, and I try to memorize it throughout the week. I try to find a quote that resonates with me that goes along with the weekly theme. Let me share with you the quote that I'm memorizing this week. It is a Zen proverb. It is, "Obstacles don't block the path. They are the path." I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. Doing a Zen meditation. As you close your eyes and begin to notice stillness within your body, notice where you feel at peace and relaxed. Notice where you seem to hold your attention. Gently let go of that tension. This is your time, right here, right now, meditating with the wise words of wisdom of ancient meditation masters, like Dosho, a Japanese monk who founded Buddhism in Japan. Allow your heart to open up to achieving enlightenment by seeing your true inner nature. Feel your true inner nature within you. Feel it with your heart, not with your intellect. Feel within your heart who you really are. Zen Buddhism. Zen is simply to be completely alive. Begin to notice what makes you feel alive. Are you doing things that help you to feel alive? Or do you feel as though you're just existing, not really living? Begin to awaken your inner truth right here, right now. Begin to notice how your thoughts change and how your breath changes when you allow yourself to come alive with your inner truth. Live your Zen. Visualize yourself living your Zen right now. Notice where you begin to feel alive in your body first. Notice the thoughts that come to your mind. This is your Zen spirit. Now allow your emotions and your passions to settle within you. Visualize yourself planting seeds of your desire and whatever makes you feel most alive, planting these seeds deep within your soul. With stillness, you begin to harvest these seeds. You begin to live your life with meaning and purpose. Feel grounded within yourself. Living your truth. Feel the sense of freedom and relief to evolve back into yourself. You were meant for greatness. Sharing your truth with passion, nurturing these seeds you're planting and cultivating in stillness. Feel grateful for who you are. Enjoy this time you're giving yourself. As you sit in the inner truth found in your stillness, you are so worth slowing down for.